Conference record has joined the conference.
Okay, so we're going to start with our first segment today for the December Adopt a JSR call, December 19th. And right now we are talking about JSR 372, that is Java Server Faces 2.3. And I'm Heather Van Cura, and I'm pleased to welcome Ed Burns to speak with you about JSF 2.3, JSR 372. He's the co-spec lead for the JSR. So welcome, Ed, and thanks for joining us. I have some slides available here that are available on the recording as well. There's a link to those slides. So, Ed, did you want to start with the slides?
Yes, please. Let's get started.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Next slide, please. This is our safe harbor statement. Even though everything we do in JCP is all about openness, the spec lead, in this case Oracle, has authority to dictate how things are done with the IP that's created there, subject to the JSPA. So anything I'm saying here is not to be interpreted as a forward-looking statement. It's just information on what we're doing in JSF 2.3. Next slide. A little bit about me. I've worked on JSF since 2004, written a few books for McGraw-Hill, and I've also done a fair amount of JSF training over the years at various conferences. Let's get started, or continue, that is. Here's our little brief agenda for today. Some content on what are the trends that are currently shaping the UIs that people are developing for web applications. What do those trends mean for JSF? What does that mean for Java EE8? And finally, closing up with the heart of the content for this meeting anyway, Adopt a JSR, which is how you can help. All right, the first trend I'd like to point out here is mobile-first web design. It's now widely known that mobile is more important than desktop. Basically, this means develop your applications and your UI with mobile first, and then take that and shape it around and make it be the desktop. Just simply by looking at the problem in that ordering, you get a more successful result. This is something that's been found in the web developer community. And JSF, of course, has been doing web development for a very long time. And, you know, web developers have been also developing for a very long time. And over the years, we've tried to gather what lessons we could from the web development community and apply them to JSF. And this has been a successful strategy because JSF, more than being a simple web framework, is really a set of recommended abstractions for how you can put a web application together. And it helps you separate the concerns for the different parts of your UI, and it lets us take these lessons from the web developer community and apply them and deliver them to users of JSF so that they can take advantage of them without having to re-architect their app and really reboot their whole learning process. So that's a nice benefit of having the abstraction. There's a lot of help out there for doing mobile-first web design. The big one, of course, is Twitter Bootstrap, which in turn is enabled by several other lower-level technologies. And we found that though some people are saying, yes, we need to do better to integrate Twitter Bootstrap into core JSF, we've also seen that people are employing it just fine using whatever facilities that JSF provides in terms of resource libraries and other kinds of things. Next up. Another big trend in UI is what to do about state. The rise of MVSTAR frameworks, most prominently AngularJS, and the enabling rise of more capable web browsers, basically fueled by the fact that everyone is okay with turning on auto-update for their browsers nowadays. It used to be that upgrading from one browser version to another was seen as a really big and disruptive change, but over the past 3 or 4 years or so, I'd say people have gotten used to that idea, and it's not as big of a deal. And so once you get users over the hump of turning on auto-update for their browsers, it makes it a lot easier to deliver more advanced capabilities such as the ones that are used by the AngularJS's of the world. Next slide. So these capabilities mainly center around where the user interface state resides. And when you're crafting a web application, you have to decide, you know, where you're going to put that slider. Please, next slide. Another big trend is the mean stack. Next slide. This is MongoDB, ExpressJS, AngularJS, Node.js. This is a stack that you'll notice has no Java in it. Oracle's answer to this is Project Avatar, and it's a really nifty idea to take advantage of some of the great capabilities that are being shown by the mean stack, but also to do it in a way that leverages Java EE. So this is, I'm putting this out there just to say, yes, Oracle has an answer for this, but it leads me into the next slide. After this one should be the slide about JSF answer. Yes. What does this mean for JSF? Oh, is that, is there a problem with the PDF? There it is. So the bottom point there, JavaScript, really it kind of still is held at arm's length for what we're doing with JSF. We're doing judicious use of JavaScript. We've started that trend with JSF 2.0, and we'll be continuing that in JSF 2.3, but we're not going to be reinventing JSF to be a client-side UI framework. For something like that, if you want to experiment with that, you know, you could take a look at Avatar, take a look at one of those other things. As far as mobile, I mentioned, the separation of concerns to enable mobile-first design is to just use a mobile-optimized JSF component library. And as far as state goes, you can design for statelessness. There have been new features added to JSF over the years that let you mark a view as stateless and therefore not pay some of the penalty of managing the UI state. Next slide, please. Coming into Adopt a JSR. So there's two feature drivers, each that has their own agenda. Manfred and I are the spec leads representing Oracle in the expert group, and our agenda is to tie up the loose ends with spec clarifications, have better integration with CDI, and add some small-scale new features. Whereas the community, they have some bigger ideas. They'd like to add some bigger ticket features like JSON AJAX component rendering, get enhancements, and the wider set of things suggested by the Adopt a JSR. Next slide. Okay, and so on the right, you can show a little UR here, meaning that that's where the community is, since this talk is all about Adopt a JSR. Next slide, please. Okay, so let's talk about how you can get involved, and this is what I really wanted to get to. If we take the Facebook relationship status UI as a model, in the easiest case, the most casual case, being single, you can read or post to either the web tier at glassfish.java.net mailing list or the JSF forum on Oracle TechNet. If you want to get a little more engaged or a little more involved, you can get in a relationship. You could get yourself an ID on java.net, visit the JSF spec project, and click join this project. Next slide, please. If you want to move even further down the road, get engaged, this would be filing issues in the issue tracker. In order to be able to do that effectively, you really do need to have a pretty good handle on the technology, how to use it. Most importantly, provide self-contained compilable executable examples to help us get the bugs fixed quickly. Or you can subscribe to the users list. This is where all of the spec emails are mirrored to. Of course, the ultimate consummation of involvement with the JSR is to join the expert group. And in order to do that, you must be a JCP member with a valid JSPA, and your nomination has to be accepted. Now we get into the funnier portion. It's complicated. Well, please go back. I wasn't quite ready yet. and it's complicated fiction. Well, adopt a JSR. That's what we're talking about here. We created this tab on our JCP page for JSR 372 that has a number of tasks that we've put up there that we could use some help with. And we can just take a look at that URL or take a look at the slides, and you can copy it from there. Next slide, please. Okay, in an open relationship, well, you go away from JSF for a while, but come back every now and then as if you were single. And widowed, meaning, of course, you don't work in IT anymore. Next slide. Separated, meaning you start playing around with another framework and you decide you like it better, but think maybe you'll come back to JSF someday. And finally, divorced, you leave JSF and publicly bash it, saying how great another framework is. We hope you don't do that. So next slide. So this was just a little overview about how to get involved with JSF and what we're doing for JSF 2.3.
Okay, thanks, Ed. I'm going to turn off the conference record, and then maybe we can do a little bit of navigating on the web pages.
Okay.
Sure.